I'm a happy camper because I had a bowl of oyster stew. So we will continue on with item number six, which is the transaction fee WAC briefing, public hearing, and a decision. And I will turn it over to Deputy Director Storr.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair, and good afternoon, Commissioners. For the record, I'm Joe Storr, and I'm the Deputy Director. And I'm here today to talk to you about the transaction fee and some proposed amendments to the rule. Just to make sure everybody's on the same page, when you walk into one of our 600-plus dealers and buy a fishing or a hunting license, you're actually paying for three things. You're paying for the basic cost of the license, and that varies depending on the type of license. And you're also paying for a 10% transaction fee. And that transaction fee covers the cost of our contractor who manages the wild system and our licensing division. In addition to that, there's a $2 dealer fee. So the dealers make a little bit of money off of the transaction. The department's licensing system is funded. That's the sole source of funding for our licensing system. And then the license, the fundamental basic license fee, goes into our wildlife account and supports the agency-wide activities. What we're asking for today is to amend the WAC language to mirror the rule language, the statute language, which would allow for a more flexible use of the funds that are generated by the fee. And the language we're proposing, which I'll show you in a minute, would ensure the use of those funds are generated by the fee support fish and wildlife licensees. You might ask, why is the WAC language different than the RCW? Well, when the language was drafted, it was more restrictive because at the time the license program was a lot simpler. There wasn't as much customer service, for instance. There was little marketing going on. The world didn't have the internet or computer applications, which we're thinking about using to enhance access and opportunities. Our relationship with the dealers was a lot simpler, and the fisheries and hunting seasons and creating those opportunities was a lot simpler. So over time, the need to go beyond what was in the WAC and mirror the RCW became more and more apparent. Let me show you the current RCW language. If you look at that, this is state law. It says a transaction fee issued through the automatic licensing system is set by the commission and collected from licensees. The second sentence is what's important. The department may authorize all or part of such fee to be paid directly to a contractor providing the automated licensing system. So all or part of the fee. If you look at the WAC language, It's more restrictive. The fee shall be applied to all automated licensing system purchases of recreational commercial documents. So it doesn't allow for all or part of. It says, you know, you could read that several ways, but probably the most common way is it could be used only for the automated licensing system. And over time, as I explained, you know, the licensing processes and the licensing context has changed significantly. So what we're asking is for some language that not only mirrors that flexibility or provides that flexibility that's in law, but also acknowledges the fact that the licensing world is different than it was. The reason this has come up at this point in time has to do in large part with the way we've managed the contractor. Over the last 5 years or so, we have built in performance requirements into that contract that weren't there before. What that's resulted in is when our contractor doesn't meet a specific milestone or a specific product, doesn't provide us with the product on time or in a quality way, we withhold payment. And so we've built up a fund balance of around $4 to $5 million that could be used to support our licensees, and it's just sitting there and not being put to use. So here's the language that we're proposing that would change the WAC so that the transaction fee would be used to operate an automatic licensing system, as it says now, or for other uses that support providing fish and wildlife-related opportunities, customer service, and enhanced experience for department license holders. We think that was the intent of the original RCW language, and spelling it out clearly, I think, should provide the license buyers some certainty about how where their dollars are going. So that's my basic presentation. I'd be happy to take any questions.
Any questions? Mr. Keel.
I think this is a good idea, Joe. I'm just curious, do you know the disconnect between the statute or the reason for the disconnect between the statute and the WAC? Was it just simply an oversight or...
I think, as I explained before, Commissioner Kehoe, I think that the licensing system was a lot simpler because the requirements around marketing weren't there. The need to support a customer service 24/7 response to customer questions wasn't there initially. So, you know, the needs have become more clear. We have new needs around application development and redoing our licensing system. So it was just a different setting, a different time that didn't require a lot of specificity in the WAC.
Any further questions? Yes, Commissioner Grable.
This 10% of the value of the document transaction, was that in the original?
Yes, that's been part of the original package.
Okay.
I mean, the license fees will not, just want to be clear, the license fees will not increase with this.
No.
This is just about the WAC mirroring the RCW and creating some flexibility to provide better customer support.
It is my understanding that these fees, excluding the dealer fee, all of the revenues come directly to the department?
That's correct.
Okay.
This is a decision item. Any other comments? Mr. Thurmer.
I was ready to make the motion. It was looking...
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Public input.
Oh, there's no public input for this.
Okay.
Oh, there isn't. Okay. I move that the commission adopts the changes to WAC 220-55-180 as proposed and presented by the department.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you, Deputy Director.
Thank you, Commissioners.